And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering together. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you that you are present and your power is moving even on this line tonight. We thank you for bringing us into right divine alignment as your word goes forth with power and with accuracy and with healing and with deliverance for each and every one on this call tonight. We lift up every prayer request because we are the healed of the Lord. We are delivered. We are set free. Your anointing brings power and deliverance, and your anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. And we thank you for your glory shall be revealed even on tonight, Lord God, as your people are healed and delivered and set free. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise. Let's open up the line and pray over in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks again and praise. Lord, we give you honor and glory and adoration for your power, Lord, that is present to heal. Your Holy Spirit, my God, in the midst of us, anointing us, equipping us, my God, for service, for intercession, my God, for reaching out on behalf of others, my God, building a hedge of your protection around the lives of all such your people, my God, even around the courses and borders, and my God, in homes and families. We thank you for the covering of your blood, Father, that will cover every life and cover every home and cover every prophet upon the line and their families, my God. We thank you, Father, for being Lord Jesus, Lord, our eternal refuge on this everlasting land. So we thank you for your anointing that you are pouring out, my God, of your spirit in these last and closing days, my God, upon your sons and daughters, upon your handmaiden, your manservant, Father, divine and supernatural and miraculous increase. We thank you for the healing that is already present, my God, that is touching lives, even those in the hospital, even prophet has sent your Dawson, my God. We decree, my God, seeing a whole, complete, divine, and my God, and perfect, my God. We thank you, Father, for the healing virtue flowing, even those in the hospital, those in sick and the shut-in, my God, that you're healing, that you're raising up out of their beds, my God, and your word go forth, my God. Lord, you said you send your word and you heal them and deliver them from all the destruction. We thank you, Father, Lord, for the healing virtue, even now, Father, from your nails get hand and your blood that flows in every heart and life, my God, restoring life again, my God. Know that the life of the flesh is in the blood. in the name of Jesus. We thank you for redeeming the lives of your servants. We thank you for Lord Archbishop Ephraim and John, the pastor and prophet, that Deborah John, and that your Father unctionized him, my God, with vision, with revelation, knowledge, my God, and Lord, understanding of the things, my God, your Lord set now for them to do, my God, and clarity that you're bringing to the lives of your people, because we know the end of the word giving light and bringing understanding to the simples. We give you glory, praise, and honor for covering every family, every young child, my God, every grandchild, every great-grandchild, even though the custodians, you're giving strength and bringing relief for them even now. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to agree together in prayer. And we thank you for your favor, your continued direction, Lord God. Thank you for testimonies and breakthroughs that we continue to hear even daily, Lord God. And thank you for your provision, Lord, and just the plans for good that you have for each one of us. Just want to decree and declare that your goodness, Father God, and your grace and mercy that is with us. Continue to touch your people who need a healing touch, Lord God, and lift up the prophetess Cynthia Dawson and continue that work of healing in her, Lord God, that she'll be perfect, that she is perfect and whole in every way, Lord God, and any others that need a healing strength in their bodies, Father God. Bring a touch to them, Lord God, and let there be testimonies going forth, and even, again, of your provision as well, Lord God. Thank you for strength and continued direction, Lord, and clarity and focus, that we will not turn to the left or to the right, but we will daily put on the mind of Christ and stand on your word and your promises and have testimonies of breakthrough. And that pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Man, and Father God, we thank you now for this midnight cry. We thank you for this day that you've made, Father God. We thank you for this week that is ahead of us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for all of our leadership, Father God. We thank you for our pastors and our bishops and our reverends and elders and ministers and deacons and deaconesses. We thank you for our prophets and prophetesses and our prophets in training and our fledglings, Father God. We thank you for our elders in our community. We ask for strength for them, Father God, even now, even in their mind and even in their bodies, Father God. We thank you for our children. We thank you, Father God, for granting them strength and peace, Father God, in this time and safety. We thank you for covering us in our comings and in our goings, Father God. We thank you for touching, Father God, even those that stand in the gap, Father God. We thank you for touching those guardians, those individuals that have stand in the gap for us, Father God. We thank you for touching even our coworkers, Father God, even in the job field, Father God. I want to thank you for covering us, Father God, and favoring us and guaranteeing us increase, Father God. I want to thank you for this week, Father God, and let this be a week of clarity, Father God, where not our will be, but your will be done, Father God, in our lives on this week, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord God. We want to thank you because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you will truly be in the midst, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you for my healing, oh Father God. We want to thank you for continuous healing for those that are in need of your healing, oh healing power, dear God. We thank you for healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, oh dear God, and just keep it up strong in your name, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for Prophet Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just having this opportunity for us to come, Lord God, to pray and be together and stand as a community, oh dear God. We thank you for letting us be a remnant in the earth, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to smell the sweet aroma that you keep filling our nostrils with each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us, letting you be our shepherd, oh dear God, Lord God. We just ask that you continue to keep us and guide us in your pathway. In Jesus' name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us nearer and closer to you, God. Thank you for hearing our prayers and covering us with your blood. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy to each and every person on this line. Thank you for the company of prophets and for the prayer line, God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my strength. Thank you for the love that you've given me, God. I thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your mercy. And I ask you to bless each and every listener on the line tonight, Lord. Bless them in a mighty way. Bless them and their families. Cover them, God. Give them the desires of their hearts. And we pray also for those who are sick and shut in, God. Those who have made their made it known and those who have not made it known. Lord, look upon them both. Look upon Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, God, and anyone else who is sick and hurting, God. Just bless them, strengthen them. We know that healing takes place because you are the healer. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray for wisdom today, Lord God. I pray that you continue to bestow us with wisdom, Lord God, in this season. Lord God, I pray that as things occur, things we understand, Lord God, the things that we fear, things that are not clear. Lord, I just pray that you would grant us wisdom, new wisdom, deeper depths of wisdom, Lord God, in this season, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that as you elevate our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, Lord God, that we would not only have a closer and deeper interaction relationship with you, Lord God, but we would continue to embody you, Lord God, in this present time. Lord, I pray that your glory comes over us and shines over us, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for patience in this season, Lord God, that you can continue to do a good work in our lives and those who are around us and connected to us, Lord God. We thank you for your love that's never ending, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy that extends beyond all circumstances and situations, Lord God. We pray in this season in advance for our increase, Lord God, so that we can continue to do the good work of you, Lord God. We thank you for our leaders. Bless our leaders. Bless those who are sick and shut in, Lord God, and continue to do the miracles that we know you to do in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you for another day to come to you with thanksgiving and praise. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you for the new opportunities that you shall bring us in. Father, we thank you for every whisper, every answer, every petition from your people that's on this line. We thank you for every family that's represented on this line. We thank you for the healing and strength for all of those that may be going through. We know that you are our source. We know that you are our strength. We know that you are our shield. We know that you are one that covers us as we go and as we come. Father, we thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan. We thank you for leading Lady Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for all the prophets on the line. We thank you for Poem. We thank you for Prophecology. Father, we thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Father, we just thank you for the good news every day as she recovers, as she gets strengthened, as a faithful servant of yours. Father, we thank you for the strength of her family in this season. Father, we thank you for the sick and shut-in. Father, we thank you for all of our children and keeping a hedge of protection around them. Father, we thank you for opportunities of advancements and maturity. We thank you for your word. We stand by your word. We thank you for reading your word every day. We thank you for elevation, and we thank you for world peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, Lord, as I pray Psalm 91, Father, we thank you for the covering. And we thank you, Lord God Jesus, for the blessings under that psalm. We who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. My God, on him we lean and rely, and in him we confidently trust. For then he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover us with his pinions, and under his wings shall we trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror of the night,
hallelujah,
nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of
thank
the wicked
you,
that flies by day, nor
thank
of the pestilence
you,
that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only a spectator shall we be, ourselves inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as we witness the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge and the Most High our dwelling place, There shall no evil befall us, nor any plague or calamity come near our tent. For he will give his angels a special charge over us to accompany and defend and preserve us in all our ways of obedience and service. They shall bear us up on their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall not tread upon
next prophet.
God, for your mercy and your goodness, thank you for your healing power. Thank you. Let that wisdom on people touch them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving them courage and strength. Thank you for healing power. Thank my one parent. Thank you for salvation. And let your will be done on them, Father God. I am those all on you. I'm the prophet. Thank you for the prophet. Thank you for the night calling. Thank you, Lord, for courage. Thank you for patience. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for Prophet Cynthia Dawson for doing a complete healing on her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Next
amen.
Prophet.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here on this prayer call this morning, Father. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Azori Ministries and the company of prophets. Father, we thank you, Father, for all those present here this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord, for financial blessings, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine healing, Father. Father, we thank you for divine healing in our families. Father, we thank you for your love and your forgiveness, Father. Father, we thank you for your hand of protection over our lives and over our families, Father. Father, we thank you for protecting our children. Father, we thank you for your hand of justice over those that think they can get away with murder by stating they feared for their lives, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for comforting those that are in mourning. Father, we thank you, Father, for standing in the gap for those who have been abused and those who suffer mental illness, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those who are sick and shut in, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing that you're doing in their lives, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the caregivers and to continue to strengthen them and guide them, Father. Father, we give you all the honor and praise and have your way. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Amen and amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. And Father God, we thank you for this new blessed day that you have truly given us today. We thank you, God, for the overflow of blessings that you are bringing to us each day. We thank you, God, for strengthening us, O God, for you are our refuge, O God. We thank you, God, for the breakthroughs, O God, and we thank you, God, for you are bigger than anything that life can bring, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for protecting us, our children, our loved ones, and all your people and their family and loved ones, O God. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. And we thank you for your loving kindness, O God. And we thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, O God. In your precious mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day.
Thank you, Father, for your hand that is upon us today, Lord. We thank you, mighty God, for your love. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding, Lord. We thank you, my God, that, Father, you promise us in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. We thank you even for the power of healing upon your children, Lord. We thank you, my God, for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Father. We thank you for your hand that is upon her right now. We thank you even for the member of Zoe Ministry, Lord, that are sick right now. We thank you, Father, that, my God, you're going to heal them right now and stretch your hand upon them, Lord. Even the nation, we pray even for the nation, Lord. We thank you even for our government, Lord. We thank you for peace, my God, that is going to reign in our country, Lord, all over the world, Father. We thank you, mighty God, and we bless you. Amen and amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great day. We thank you for the life that you have given each and every one of us. We thank you, God, for allowing us to breathe in your presence, God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor for all things that you continue to keep doing in our lives, God. Father God, we lift up each and every one on the call on tonight, and we ask that you hear our prayers, God. Let our prayers be pleasant to you, God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Father God, we even lift up our children, God, that you'll watch over each and every family member, God. Each and every one that plays an important part in our lives, God. We even lift up our businesses, and God, that you will breathe fresh life and entrepreneurs. Spirit over each and every one on this call that has the heart to soul desire, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for all the healing that you are placing in our lives, that you have said in your word, and we say that we are healed, and we are healed by your stripes, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we even plead the blood of Jesus over Prophet Cynthia Dorman, that we know that all is well and all is continuous to be well, and that you're strengthening our body. Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And I thank you, Father God, that you are the God that who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases. And Father God, I thank you right now that your healing power is flowing to the sick and shut in right now. In the name of I decree and declare healing and restoration and divine, hallelujah, instantaneous miracles right now for your people right now that are sick and shut in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus. You also said, Lord, hallelujah, whatsoever we bind on, hallelujah, bind in heaven, it should be loosed on earth, God. And Father God, whatever we loose, hallelujah, whatever we loose on earth, it should be loosed in heaven. And Father God, I loose love, I loose peace, I loose joy. I decree that a protection is loose right now over every household right now, over every family right now. In the name of Jesus, I loose unity. I loose, hallelujah, order right now, divine order right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every pastor, every bishop, every hallelujah, every teacher, every prophet, every hallelujah, apostle, God, hallelujah, every deacon, deaconess, God. We pray for them now, God. We pray for revival, God. We loose revival. Let there be a Holy Ghost invasion all across the country, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that is on the sound of my voice right now. Cover us with the blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you're a liar in the blood of Jesus against you. We cancel every assignment, hallelujah, that you have tried to bring against us right now. And we call it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We call forth the spirit of peace right now, the spirit of love right now in the name of Jesus. Give us that agape love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not as the world give, but as you give unto a God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the spirit of prosperity, God. Prosperity, God. Let increase. increase and power for release right now. Hallelujah. Increase in the lives of your people, God. We thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenezer George, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah George. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them now. In the name of Jesus, and I pray for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We plead the blood over her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. And we speak divine order to every system in her body right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree it, we declare it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for everyone on the call. We thank you for every prayer that has been lifted up, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus. And we decree and declare that all things are working together for our good, because we are the loved of the Lord, and we are called according to your divine purpose. And we thank you in Jesus' name as you bless us for the rest throughout this week and the works of our hands and all that we put our hands for to do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen, and thank you so much. And also, Prophetess Darlene, not sure if you knew, but Prophetess Joyce Hartley was our lead moderator on, and this was her first 911 caller. Thank you so much. You did a great job in getting
all
of the Company of Prophets lined up. Company of Prophets, I would just ask when you come in, because we have prophets that are volunteering and training, if you can just wait and pause a minute before you give your name out. And what we're going to do, I know Pastor Deborah been asking us to come on the line a little early, so Company of Prophets, if we can come on the line by 11:50 p.m., between 11 and 11:53 p.m., so we can start with the lineup, so the prophets that are trained to be the moderators and leading the call, so we have an easy flow, and we're starting exactly at 12 midnight in prayer, staying in integrity, and ending at our proper time. So, Company of Prophets, if we can just do that, that will help everything to move a little smoother. So I want to thank you all, and again, thank you, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, and to you, Prophetess Darlene. We really appreciate it. Just want to give a few announcements. We will be back here at 9 a.m. With our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, at 9 a.m., we will be back here on this conference call line. Also, check your emails, okay? Make sure you check your email for those that are in the book of the month, okay? Make sure you get your payments. Make sure all of that, the more seed you sow, all of that we know goes towards the book of the month. It takes care of our prophecology, our food, our hotel, okay? If you don't know anything about the book of the month, call our customer care number, 888-831-0434. Again, that's 888-831-0434. All right, Company of Prophets, is there any announcements?
Amen. Yes, yes. Want to invite the people of God to come and join us tomorrow or later on today for our Man Cave Monday. Well, the topic tomorrow is going to be, if your word doesn't work, blow your horn. So come and join myself, Prophet James Hamilton. It's also going to be Prophet Prentice Vanderbilt as well as Prophet Gregory Jackson. So come and join us on our Man Cave Monday call from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. All right. Also, anyone that is looking to lead the call, I did get some emails and text messages. We'll be talking to you. Again, Prophet Joyce did a great job. She'll be back on the call with us tomorrow, running the board and taking the names and everything. Please text and call me. I know Pastor and I, we're going to be talking and doing some meetings and training just to keep everything running smooth. But just you can email me at naomicooks@zoeministries.com. That's Naomi Cooks. At zoeministries.com, N-A-O-M-I, like the Bible, Cook, C-O-O-K, at zoeministries.com, or you can text me, 201-321-3265. Yes, I gave it out on the live line. You can text me, 201-321-3265. I want to say thank you to you all. Good night, and good morning, and God bless.
God bless.
Good morning, God bless. God bless.